You know what it is, it's your man, Mr. Thrust, that's right, the Royal Imperial, T-Dot Veteran, putting it down, my man, Mr. Odd, we down with the Kings on Maximum FM, don't touch that dial, real, unadulterated, straight to the hard hip-hop, you know what it is, flavor.
Turn up the bass!
You're listening to Down with the Kings on Maximum FM Hip-Hop.
Back, we are here on Down with the Kings, it's the Odd Man, and we're continuing our focus on Canadian hip-hop from back in the day, and it only makes sense that we turn to a T-Dot veteran that's been in this game for a whole lot of years, a pioneer in the city of Toronto. He's none other than my man, Thrust. What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show, man. You know, glad to be here, man.
Well, appreciate you again taking the time, and you know we're strictly focusing on, you know, the T-Dot and hip hop and from back in the day, and you know the thing that strikes me, you know, when you think about the early origins of hip hop, and it was so underground, you know, but then you come north of the border, you know, and it was really underground, man. I wonder if you can kind of give our listeners a flavor of really the music in the early days here in Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto is a very special place in the history of hip-hop. A lot of people don't really know because, you know, we've only caught the light, obviously, in the last, you know, 5-7 years with Drake's movement. And, you know, before then, we hit with the Northern Touch, which was the first one. It was on, you know, international level. But before that, it's been here since, like, the late 70s and 80s because we're one of those cities that's super close to New York. Even me, all my hip-hop, all my growth, all my whole thing is because I was always traveling to New York. So how it started was people like me, we got family in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan. We just be going there since we were kids in New York, and we just kept hearing the music, and we was bringing it back on mixtapes. Like, I was one of the kids, I was there every summer. I was that kid every summer, every March break, like we hear up here. I went to school, born and raised in Toronto, so people don't know, right downtown. But every March break, every Easter, every summer, I'm going to New York City, right? Mm-hmm. So you can imagine from that, we're just bringing everything back. And that's how the scene really started, from the DJs, the producers, and everything. So we've been down from day one. Most American rappers, their first shows, like KRS-One, for example, he puts it in interviews and tells you he learned to rhyme in Toronto. You know what I mean? He was battling Toronto MCs from 1987, right here in Toronto. So we've been here. We've been here for a long time, and we've had actually commercial success for a long time, too. I mean, like, platinum, gold records, all that since, like, the late 80s.
Right. You know, it's interesting because when you sort of talk about that history a little bit, you know, there was a time that, you know, Toronto rappers still wasn't getting that respect of being, you know, formidable force in the game, if you will. When did you kind of notice that shift? Because there was a shift, so to speak. When did you start to notice that changed?
The funny thing about that is it happened in a backwards fashion. The biggest shift, obviously, but the biggest shift that most was when we did Northern Touch with the Rascals. When me, Cardi, Shaq Claire, Sock, everybody, the whole collective just got together, Checkmate, Concise, you know what I mean? The whole clique from coast to coast. We got together and made that record. That was the first time we were on, because we were on BET and we were on Much Music, you know what I mean? And it was blowing up across the board. That record actually blew up in New York first. A lot of people don't know. Yeah, DJ Premier is the person who broke that record. He was playing that like crazy in New York. So once the people started going there, and it always happens like that for our records, actually. All of us are huge. Like, my name in New York is like, it's way more cachet than it is in Toronto. Same with Socrates, same with Shaq Claire, same with the artists a lot of people know from the mid-90s. So we were like the records to play. When the first internet hip-hop show started in New York City with 88 Hip Hop, that's the same day Hot 97 started. I remember I was in the city. Out of the first 10 records they played, 7 of them were from Toronto. My record, wow. Citizen Kane, Shaq Claire, you know what I mean? Socrates, Father Time. Like, but that's how much buzz we had in New York. We were like the records, man. Like, they were playing our records on the big hip-hop shows, Molly Mall, Pete Rock. They played my record for like half an hour, scratching it up. I come back home with Toronto, people are like, oh, you got a little record out there? So, but that was the time, though. Once the video came, that's when everybody had a pride, and it was because it united the whole country. I'm not parking, man. I have no idea what this is, man. I'm on the phone. You gotta leave me alone, man. This guy just randomly comes up in interviews. He's a scam artist. This happens in Toronto, man. It's crazy. He's gonna be in an interview. He is. I can tell the story later. He's trying to scam tickets, credit cards, everything. Security guard. If you ever go to the dome down here. But back to the interview. So that was the first time because people are like, because, you know, we have this thing where Americans have to give us the stamp. It's a weird thing. We never believed in it. We just knew it was good. Mm-hmm. We knew we was dope with this, and we already, like, seen it. Like, you got to remember, the Toronto MCs, a lot of people don't know, we already battled the big, like, name rappers from the 80s, and we won. Like, Maestro got his name from battling MC Marvelous from DJ Cash Money, and he destroyed him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was 15. I was in the car watching that. I was like, wow. So we already had confidence. We already knew. We already took out a lot of those so-called big rappers. I opened up, like, rest in peace to, like, Sean Price is an example. Mm-hmm. But even Boot Camp, those guys took their whole flavor from all of us, from Ghetto Concept and us. I opened for Ghetto, and Ghetto Concept and another group, Orb. We opened up for Black Moon when they came. Smith & Wesson's chilling in the crowd. Mm-hmm. They were doing, if you look at all the original Ghetto Concepts, all that Caribbean slang, twist kind of stuff. Next thing you know, boom, bye-bye. They were watching our show like, yo. And we had more crowd response than they did that night, even though they were the stars. So we always knew. And so, like, to see Drake there, it's just like a matter of, okay, well, it's just time. It just happened again.
Right.
You know what I mean? But outside of Toronto, people don't know that. There's a lot of things that people don't understand about the scene, right? Because we've had a scene for a long time. Dude. I didn't even know the scene as long as it's been out. You know what I mean? Like, it's been around since 78. Hard jams, everything, like in New York.
Why in Toronto, historically, why is it so difficult to kind of get over, if you will?
I'm coming now. Yo, because Toronto's a city that's in between, because we're Canadian. We're a major city, but we're in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that. Like, we're a major city, 5 million people, fourth largest city in North America. We get everything, but we're in Canada, so we still have that. We're not American. Americans will take any one thing that you do, and they will blow it up. If you do it good, they're going to take it. If you kick a ball real good, they're going to take it. That guy kicks the ball down in 125th, and they're going to push him. Right? We don't do that. We almost hold back. I remember Swirsky used to wake up. Swirsky used to do the Raptors call. Yep. He's the one that came up with the salami and cheese and all the slogans. I used to love that dude. That dude came on the radio in Toronto every day and would be like, in the middle of the winter, the worst day. He's American, remember? And he was trying to get I remember the day he got his Kenyan passport, he had to go to the Bulls. But he loved this place, man. He wake up, oh, this is a beautiful city, Toronto. It's a great day. This is what's going on. Oh, you got to love this city. You know, he'd get calls, the first three calls. Hey, we don't do that up here. Hey, we don't celebrate our city like that up here. Hey, we don't talk about. I'm on air.
Mm-hmm. Incredible,
right? Incredible. So that's the difference. But the thing is, black people. Hold on. Here's the big thing. I gotta add this in.
Yeah.
The difference is, I'm a black person up here, dude. So I am expressive. So we got blacklisted because we go against that grain totally. And it was like you could be an American rapper because they're not from here, but you can't be from here and doing that with like someone to look like. Hey, don't think you're gonna go on like that.
Right.
So it's like, but yeah, that's just what it is, right? So you know your lane and you get in your lane. So that's what it is, man. So it's an excuse to me.
Let me throw this out at you because it's really interesting because I think I've talked to many people who said hip-hop today itself has changed and not the same way. So you talked about Toronto not being hip-hop. I think the industry of hip-hop as a whole has changed where the music is going and the industry is going in another direction. Your thoughts on that?
Nah, it's never changed. It's just like it just got too functional. Hip-hop always had all these sounds we have now. Always.
Right.
Like, if you go back to, like, even early, like, 85, that whole electronic, all that sound, all that freaking voice modulation, you go back, listen to it. There's a guy called MC Shy D. Do your research. Go back, listen to him. And there's a song called Boogie Down Bronx. Boogie Down Bronx, Boogie. They were using auto-tune way back. All that shit's always been there. It was electronic. Uncle Luke, Q Live Crew. That's all that whole bass, and then it kind of moved to Atlanta, and then it moved down to the... So that sound has been there, but the problem is it's like one sound. It's like taking a flight and flying it one flight for fucking ever, dude.
Yeah.
So all the other sounds, that's still there and still out there. You got to dig on the net, listen to your shows like yours and everything, it's still there.
Right.
Those don't get no play.
Gotcha.
Whereas before, it was like a half an hour of that, a half an hour of the West Coast, half an hour East Coast, Midwest, you know what I'm saying? So you get the whole picture, because hip-hop's a reflection of everything. There's nothing wrong with all those Party Money records, but hip-hop's not about partying and thing all the time, you know what I mean? The hip-hop part is the culture, which is about politics, social shit, issues, skills, philosophy, you know what I mean? Like, views on life and shit.
Right.
And living situations and shit, like real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the real street reporter. But we need the party records. See, everyone got to go in the car and bump shit all day, and you go have a couple of drinks. And those, but it's like all the drinking records now and the party records,
I just became the records.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know what I mean? Diversity is not the diversity has changed. Like there was, as you said, there was
diversity
in
is
the music.
Still there though. It's like, you know, it's almost like to me, it feels like when hip hop started like again. It's like re-genesis shit. Because the underground shit's there, and there's dope fucking underground shit. It's all the time. Like, I'm not disappointed in music. I'm not, hip hop sucks. No, I still get my fix all around. Like, the same way I did when I was freaking 15. You know what I mean? First decided to rhyme, I still find the same fix from records. Yeah, it's never changed. But the way, it's almost like how it was back then. You got to look for it, search for it, dig for it, keep your ear to the streets. Keep your ear, just be online. Like, you know what I mean? And do your thing.
Yep.
And then find it. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. But people are, the problem is we are in a time now, like my generation, Generation X's, that's who I am. We're not a lazy generation, dude.
Right.
We're the last non-lazy. Like, we had to go, because we made hip-hop. Like, even look at me, I made myself out of nothing. I had nothing when I started rapping it. All of us had nothing, dude. We just saved us some money, had a dream, went to New York.
Yep.
Like, people still don't do what we did right now to set themselves up. Even in Toronto. Like, we went to New York City, knocked on the label's door, like fucking LL Cool J's. You know what I mean? Yo, we got these hot records. We went to L.A. We went to those on our own at 18, 19.
Isn't that crazy?
20. I saw Dr. Feel Smooth. I had offers for a record deal for my first group, KGB, when I was 20. I was in Electra in New York City. There's a lot of stuff, man. There's a lot of stuff. So it's about a mentality. It's about change. It's about getting off your attitude. And it about talent. Because talent is talent. And that's always been proven, man. Like, you run fast, they're going to know. If you figure in, I'm using basketball. Look at Tristan and all these guys, what they doing, man. That's the best example I can show you, right?
That's it. That's it.
So
what's crazy is that you did all that and there wasn't a blueprint. You didn't have someone in front of you that told you, hey, Thrust, here's how you do it. You know, you just went out and did it. You went to New York, went to L.A., you shopped your stuff. But no one told you this is what you should do. You just did it, which is incredible.
Yeah, but I have to add on top of that, I was blessed because I was already going to New York. Like, I've been going to New York my whole life. I'm one of those rappers. Like, I found all my hip-hop in New York. That's why when I rap, I have this authentic kind of sound in my voice. Even my twang when I talk, even most Yankees think I'm, like, from it. I spent so much time there on my own, you know what I mean, before even hip-hop. Yeah, so, and that was how I started. All my friends that were like that, there was a group of us, like 20 of us from here. You know what I mean? All affiliated to the artists that you guys know. It was from that late 80s to 90s. We were all those kids. We'd even meet up in New York. Oh, I'm going to meet you in Brooklyn this summer. Let's go shopping. You know what I mean? Some of my friends are still there. They left from 92. The guy made up the T-Dot name, K-Force. He left from 92. He's down there. He's the one that came up with T-Dot. Coined it. You know what I mean? So it's like, we were just them kids. It was a blessing, and I'm very appreciative. And we just were able to do that. And then I came up with Our Cool Herc, which is Ron Nelson. He was like my manager at one point. He managed my best friend, DJ X, who was our Red Alert or our Molly Mall. So personally, I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing. Cause I've been around this shit since 15, and I never, ever tried to, like, be this dude. And I've met every artist before I even started to rhyme. Like, it was crazy. I hung out with, like, Too Short and Common to the beer store. I was always that kid. I'd be in a room. Oh, why don't you go take Eddie F and Heavy D, these guys over here. Why don't you take... I swear to you, I never even asked for it. You know, I met Premier, my first blunt. Premier rolled it in 92. At a concert, I was watching the concert in the hall, me and my man.
Mm-hmm.
And my man DTS, some Soul Controllers, some 89.5.
Yeah.
And we're in the hallway chilling. And he went to get a drop from Premier. And we went in Premier's room. This is the first time I met Premier and Gru. And then we went in their room. Anyways, dude, next thing I know, we're done here, we're about to leave. Premier's like, nah, man, don't leave, dude, hang out, man. I'm like, nah, guy, don't worry about it, dude. Nah, he begged us to stay, dude. I was in that room for 2-3 hours, my first blunt, 92. Niggas didn't know blunts. Blunts weren't even on record, dude. This thing was full of weed. Premier rolled my first blunt ever, guy. You know, Premier blunt is like, Premier's a monk, for those who know. Best guy in the world. Most humblest, best guy. You never get to meet him.
Right.
He's just like the nicest dude, man. He loves this shit so much. Just boom. And that's why I talk about hip-hop energy. If you got the energy of hip-hop, you will always be around.
Right. Not just
rhyming. It's not just, it's a totally different thing. That's what I think. I said, two people get caught up in this. I could sit in my house on my computer and make a song, rap. But your song won't have the essence of it, man. It'd just be like a flat song.
Gotcha.
That's why opera singers can never make a dope
a dope record. They're the best singers in the world. They are the best. They could belt, hit everything, but they can't bring their voice down and bring out that certain thing,
the essence.
So,
you know what? What else? Other thing I want to talk to you about is the relationship with rappers of your time. So the Maestros and the Mishis of the world, and because it certainly was a lot of love back then. Whereas it seems to be a bit that's something else kind of changing too in the relationship amongst rappers. Am I way off on this one, or what do you think?
Well, it depends. Toronto, I find most artists in Toronto, we really get along well. Whether the thing is, some of them haven't extended the olive branch to the other generations, so that's the problem. But once they meet and they click, it's good. It's like, oh, I finally met you, right?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm the opposite side. I'm probably the worst person to ask that question because I love young people. Like, I do all kind of stuff even beside rap. I've done through the city. People know me in Toronto. Like, I'm in the community. That's what I'm saying. Like, I do youth programs. I do this. I do read and rap at school. I do work with 2-year-old. Like, so I'm always with young people and an any young artist. I remember Junior T was like a couple years ago, like, yo, Thrust, man. Yo, what's up, man? He goes, man, we really respect you, man. I said, what are you talking about, man? He goes, you're the only one that really talks to us, man. I go, really? No one talks? He goes, no, you drop the jewels, you spend the time, you tell us stuff, like, you open up dinner, whatever. I said, well, that's cool, man. Respect, but remember, I'm only doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm doing what everybody did for me, because I had the best mentors, too. Like, gotcha. Rumble was my mentor, Mishy was my mentor, Jam on Strong. When I was 15, West called me and rapped every rhyme, the backbone, including everything, brought me in the studio before it was recorded. I was the okay guy. Is that a good rhyme? Because I was talented at 15. I was mad talented. I was the same Thrust you know now at 15. I didn't even change like 20. I had everything, right? So they were like, oh, fuck. This is a good kid. And plus, I was humble. So they're like, let's bounce it off of this kid, right? Mm. So we still do that, but it needs to be done more, man. But it's hard. Okay. The thing is, like I said, the problem is we used to get together every week. Hip-hop shows, concerts, it was one a month. It was a big one. And then it was 4 little jams every week. It was only at 2 spots. Same was in New York. We hear Latin quarters. Like, we were the same. We had the 3 spots. And there was a scene. The hip-hop scene in Toronto was really, for 10 years, the first 10 years was just 1,000 people.
Right.
About 200 people from each area of Toronto, from Finch, Regent, Malvern, all the hoods of Toronto. Rexdale, Kipling back in all the little spots, right? I lived downtown, so I was all cool with the downtown people and stuff, right? So it's like, yeah, so that's why that time was tight, because it was just, that's what it was. But at the same time, if you had a show or a concert, dude, there are people lining up 3 hours from 6 o'clock in the afternoon to get to that show. Local shows, Mishy Me performs locally, though. 2,500 people is going to that show in the park.
Sure.
Like, it's ram. So that's how, but that's because there was no records. It was like, that was that era, right? You can't put it to now. You can't even compare that to now. It's two different things.
It is, but the support
can still be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's changing, though. I mean, we just need some credible rap coming from Toronto, man. We need real, like, Toronto, I said it. We still don't have no real rapper come out of Toronto, man. I love Drake. It's not a diss to Drake at all, but he's not a real rapper. He's not like a fucking street cred, real, authentic,
that grimy kind of
that represents the essence of Toronto. So that's it, man. It's good, man.
Yeah.
It's just we need to get back to that. And the internet kept us away because hip hop was always about community and getting together.
Yeah.
So you can't get together if everybody's sitting home just typing in the computer, man. It makes you lazy. You don't want to get out.
Yeah.
When people get together, then that's what we did all those records. We was always out.
That's right.
What are you doing later? Right. Nothing. Go record.
That's it.
Go record. Now I got the studio. That's all those magic records happen. Now no one does that because we ain't hanging out to do that, to see each other.
We don't need to.
Like, oh, man, I got this
idea. We got the internet now. We got the internet now. We don't need to do that.
Yeah, that's the worst thing, dude. That thing is the worst thing, dude. It's the best. It's like TV. It's the best and the worst. If you use it properly, oh my God, it's great. But when just for using for the, it makes a lot of people mindless, dude. I still memorize and use my memory, dude. I tell people, use your own memory, dude. They want to zap you so you don't use your memory. You just come like this robot. It's crazy.
That's
my take. Well,
Thrust, man. I mean, I appreciate you spreading the love like this, and the take. I think your take and your perspective that you offer is an important one because you know the longevity. You're one of the pioneers, quite frankly, in the Toronto hip hop scene, and a guy that's been around for a long time and still doing his thing. And I'm glad you touched on the work that you're doing with young people because that was something that you're quite frankly known for, and the way you're giving back is important. So I'm glad that you brought that up as well because that's important.
Oh, man, but that's hip-hop, man. So everybody does. Like, that's it. It's like someone goes, you're a good father. Well, you know what? Thanks for the compliment, but I'm supposed to be a good father. If you really hip hop, supposed to do, that's what I'm saying, there's certain things people just want to bypass and say they're hip hop. You ain't hip hop, you're just a rapper. Rapper, everybody can rap. Everybody can DJ. Everybody can do it. It's just a verb. You know what I mean? Just something you do.
Right.
But
right.
Hip hop is a culture, dude. What's culture? Look at the word. A way of living, a way of being. And hip hop is just like about tearing down all the whack, crazy stuff that's happening and replacing with something better. That's from the raw, like, grassroots level. That's what it is.
That's it.
Right?
That's
so
it.
People just get so far. We got so far, caught up in weed and noise and putting on the shirt and the hat. And that's funny. Everybody walking around the same hat. I'm like, dude, no, I never wear the same hat as nobody, dude. Even my friends were calling you. What color hat are you wearing? I'm going to wear the, I'm going to have to wear it, rock the green. That's hip hop, man. So
that's it.
I think people need to get back to that, and then it's going to be real good. I mean, we got so much talent. That's something. The talent in this city, it's always been great, and it's just burgeoning, like producers, writers, everything. So, you know, be good, man. We just got to get organized.
Nice, man.
Stop complaining.
And support. We got to support each other.
Well, you know what, dude? If they don't want to support, someone else going to support, dude. We're so big now. We're worldwide. That's what I'm saying. We're so global now. Last time I was in New York City, my aunt is right in the Bronx, 2 blocks from the birth of hip-hop. 2 blocks from where Herc set up, okay? And, dude, I was last time I was there, I had, every night, I had 20 U.S. Yankees guys roll up the cars asking me questions about Toronto. What happened in Toronto? And da-da-da. Dude, the whole trip.
Wow.
That's 3 years ago, man.
That's it. Wow.
I've been so busy, I don't have time to go back down there. But you see what I'm saying? That's happening.
Yeah, right,
so, like, when you leave, so when you travel, you learn. There's no need to do that. Like, just do your thing. Talk about it. You don't need to wave Toronto flag in here. Just talk about the streets, the names, the things that's happening, the venues, like how you're supposed to. And people are going to gravitate to it because that's something new and interesting, and people want to hear about Toronto now. It's the new Berlin. We're the new Berlin of the world, man. You know what I mean? And that's what they look at us like. So
that's it.
Do that.
Wicked.
And you got, we all good, but, you know, don't be carbon copy. It ain't going to work like that. You know what? That's the best way to stop. I do hate that carbon copy. I don't even rate you for carbon copy. If you know what I mean by carbon copy? Then you know what I mean. So that's another hip-hop thing that I hate that I wish we could bring back to generate. That's one thing I'm sorry. Like, just sound like every other rapper. Now, that he came out with that style, just leave that alone. That's his lane, dude. Give that to him, not other fucking 40 rappers.
Right.
Nah, you're killing. It's the death of music, dude.
Yeah.
So that's all I leave on.
Anything else?
I think we're good.
Cool. Thrust, man, I appreciate you being down with the Kings. To our listeners, we'll get back to the music right now.
Let's get them.
Old school, new school, and true school on Maximum FM Hip Hop.